time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Come join us.
Huggy Lowdown, I'm in D.C.
Oh, yeah. Civil Wilkes.
Hello, Huggles.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
In my hometown at UDC. Yeah, I was supposed to attend UDC back in the DAY, but my GPA was too LOW. So I was homeschooling until my teacher started wanting rent money for my dorm in the basement. So let's count down these weeks' list of contenders. Contender number one, Sybil's basketball team, Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because there were some Bulls last night, Sybil, against the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Bulls used to be the shiggity, now they some shiggity. Yeah. I thought Kanye was going to run out on the court and take the basketball at one point last night, Sybil.
I wish he had.
Bull fans were so mad, I saw a couple of them throwing Garrett popcorn. And you know people don't throw Garrett popcorn. Contender number two, Los Angeles Clippers. Man, the Clippers supposed to send the Houston Rockets home last night. I mean, they were up by 19, yeah. But Houston had a problem going home already. The Clippers led, they felt like Shaq, y'all. Their whole lead just felt like Shaq. You see why I should have went to UDC. You hear me now?
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
At home schooling, do it every time, man. And the Rockets came back, and the series is tied 3-3 now. Now, I heard the Clipper owner was so mad today, Silver, he was trying to sell the team back to Donald Sterling. Oh, he was mad at those Clippers. Contender number three, Kenya Moore. Real Housewife of Atlanta star Kenya Moore supposedly found out the guy she met and fell in love with on Millionaire Matchmaker was married. And the married millionaire found out she wasn't a real housewife, so they ain't. And her butt ain't real. But it looked good, don't it?
That's right.
Yeah, that's some false injection time. I call it false advertisement. Contender number four, Kim Jong-un. How dare you execute your defense minister for falling asleep? And how dare you, your defense minister fall asleep?
Yeah.
You know you, Kim Jong-un, he must have been watching the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, y'all. Yeah, we all would have been gone if that's the case. Contender number five, Dr. Ben Carson. Y'all see Dr. Ben Carson lost his front tooth after breakfast on the campaign trail. Now, I don't know what he ate, Sybil, a hard-boiled egg or some steel-cut oatmeal. But I do know he didn't represent Baltimore, because if he had, he would have replaced it with a gold tooth.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Contender number six, Governor Chris Christie. Did y'all hear how much of the taxpayer money this Republican food truck spent on snacks and beverages at the stadium? About 82,000. The only house he's ready for is the Waffle House. George Zimmerman, you are the Bama of the week, for getting yet more chickity and getting shot at, and put the man who shot at him down for missing. Put him down on the list. Improv tonight, two shows, Cleveland Improv. Tomorrow, two shows, one Sunday. Hey, y'all, save me some of that chicken and mumbo sauce while y'all up at UDC.